I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about one rep at a time. One rep at a time. So we're going to be combining today our daily communion meditation, our just lesson for the day, along with some practical workout advice today, all at the same time. So just yesterday, I was working out, and it was one of those days where was tired going into the workout, wasn't sure how well I was going to be able to do. But like we talk about, those are some of the most important days to just show up and execute the workout on the days when you feel like you don't have it, on the days when you're tired and you don't feel like you can do as well. Those are some of the most important days to just show up. And we're trusting that God's going to show up. His grace is going to begin to flow and he's going to help us. And I'm getting ready. I'm in the weightlifting section of our workout. If you don't have our daily workouts to go along with the daily communion meditations, you can get on our email list at theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com. And on our daily communion meditation emails, you get access to the workouts. But I'm doing the workout. I'm in the weightlifting section of the workout. And I'm getting ready to do my deadlifts for the day. I'm supposed to be doing 8 deadlifts. And I'm just looking at the bar. I'm just staring at the bar there. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do 8 today. Don't know if I'm going to be able to do 8 today. Is what I'm thinking. I'm sitting there staring at the bar. And so I said, you know what? Surely I can do 1 rep. This is the weight I normally do for 8 reps most every day, but just today, I just don't feel like I have it. But surely I can do 1 rep. Surely I can just do 1 beautiful rep. I can lift this thing 1 time and just do it beautifully. Just connect with God. Just lift this weight beautifully 1 time. So I do the 1 beautiful rep and say, you know what? I think I could do 1 more. So I lift it again, do 1 more beautiful rep, put it back down. You know what? I think I could do 1 more. And just 1 rep at a time. I did the full 8. And then the rest of the workout, I had one of my best workouts that I've had for the rest of the workout. And it all came from the simple concept of 1 rep at a time. Do the 1 thing that you're doing right now. Do it 1 rep at a time. Do 1 little thing at a time and do it with God's presence, because God's presence is what I call the grace table turner. Presence is what I call the grace table turner. When you get more present and you focus more intently on doing the 1 thing that you're doing right now and doing it beautifully, His grace begins to flow. His grace begins to flow. It turns the tables, and all those good things that are inside of you that He put within you begin to flow out of you. And all of a sudden that grace begins to flow, and it begins to empower you, and it begins to add to you. It begins to magnetize and pull and be able to do more and more in your life. It's this interesting thing. I found this. We were talking about this on our partner Zoom the last couple of weeks, really. So if I tell you, you only have to do 1 push-up today. I tell you, you just do 1 beautiful push-up today. Odds are you'll do the 1 and you'll actually do some more. You say, well, I could do some more. And you'll find yourself doing little bits of more stuff throughout the day. But if I tell you you have to do all this big load, this high level of workout, most people won't do it because they're dreading it. They'll put it off. They'll procrastinate. They won't do it. But if you make it easier on yourself, you give yourself that grace, you'll almost always find yourself doing more. So this very simple principle we talk about a lot of times, the learning to do the daily communion workout that goes along with these meditations. Once you understand how to get that grace flowing through you, you could apply that into all the other areas of your life. So once you learn how to do this 1 rep at a time, now in those times in your life where you're feeling overwhelmed, you got some big project you're working on, or you're just feeling overwhelmed because you got a bunch of stuff to do and you don't know where to start. You can say, what's the 1 thing I could do right now? What's the 1 thing I could do right now? And just do it and do it beautifully. What do I know to do? And you execute that. And then next thing you know, you're doing the next thing and the next thing. And next thing you know, you cleared it all out. You've done all of it. And it became easy and effortless because you got that grace flowing by focusing on getting more present and doing it 1 rep at a time. And doing it 1 rep at a time. So why are we taking communion every day? Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. It's this opportunity to remember him, to stir his sacrifice into our remembrance. Make it active and relevant right now in this present moment. Helps us to abide in him so that our lives produce much fruit. The Apostle Paul says, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance in this new covenant, it's proving the death that activates all of the benefits. Proclaiming the death is what activates all of the benefits of this new covenant. And it's this opportunity to combine these spiritual principles of the sacrifice of Jesus to stir it into our mind and imagination and remembrance in our soul and combine it with something physical and practical that we do in the cracker and the juice to unite our entire spirit, soul, and body. But it's important we take it the right way. To take it with the fear of the Lord, just honor and reverence and awe and respect for God and for the sacrifice of Jesus. Taking it with delight that we get to come to the table together with him. So the process we typically use, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez, found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves. How are we doing today? Because when it all comes down to it, how are we doing executing those things that we know to do today? Are we staying connected to God? Are we walking out those things today? Then we've been talking about physical exercise, practical workout stuff, which today we've already done that as a way to connect with God and get that grace flowing through you, allowing him to do the work. So let's get started with our prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. I thank you for releasing us from darkness and transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. Thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities to do good and be a blessing today. Help us be sensitive to those opportunities and keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So let's go through the other half of prayer. This is what we talk about. Are we making today a masterpiece? How do you do it? You get connected to the master. You walk out today, you do those things that you know to do. We're going to get positioned in the light, magnifying that light to make it bigger or greater. Stay tuned in and connected to God today and take action doing those things that we know to do. So our first one, let's get positioned in the light today. Every day, we got to keep repositioning ourselves back into the light. Every single day, it's got to happen. This is the on-off switch. Either we're in the light or we're in darkness. We're going to take our position in humility, willing to humble ourselves and grow and repent and change and learn to say we're sorry, these types of things. Because God gives grace to the humble. We receive that forgiveness from him. We forgive ourselves in the middle. We're going to walk in forgiveness with other people today. We're going to take our position in love today, externally focused. How can I do good? How can I be a blessing? Persevering consistently. We're going to take our position today in gratitude and praise, one of the greatest expressions of faith. And when we take our positioning today, we got access to everything God has. In his grace, he's given us everything he has in Christ. He gave it all to Jesus, and it's all in Christ, available today. His spirit, his power, his presence, his love, his peace, his joy, his mind and wisdom, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, the New Testament tells us. His health and energy. The Apostle Paul says, I worked harder than anybody. But it wasn't me, it was God's energy, Christ's energy that so powerfully worked within me. His time, his finances, becoming part of his family. Got purpose and grace given to you in Christ Jesus before time began. So much is in there. Everything we'll ever need for life and godliness is in there. You are full in him. We are full in him. Then we're going to magnify that light to make it bigger or greater, to expand the capacity where God can flow more of all this through us. And it's all about what we're focused on. What are we thinking about? What are we talking about? What are we meditating on in our heart throughout the day? To magnify the light, we can magnify God's word, his unfailing love, his faithfulness, his mighty works, that nothing's impossible with him. Do we have right standing with God in Christ today? He eagerly desires to help us. He gave us all these amazing gifts in Christ. We can meditate and magnify all the things that are going well, whatever's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy. This is where our mind is supposed to be throughout the day. And the more we magnify this, the more we amplify it, where God can flow more and more through us. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. It's bringing those problems, acknowledging them, and bringing them into the light and saying, you know what? God's bigger. God's bigger. And I'm not going to magnify these problems. I'm going to magnify God as bigger than these problems. But he does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion, refusing to change and repent and grow. Bitterness, unforgiveness, contempt for people, dishonor, disrespect. Looking out for ourselves, trying to do everything on our own without God. Magnifying the issues and the problems. Just choosing this path of darkness is where we got to recognize the symptoms. When we're in darkness, we might have the tendency to retaliate at people, to snap at people, to withhold good things that we know we should do because they did something to me, they said something to me, whatever it may be. That's not grace. Avoiding people, giving them silent treatment, withdrawing your presence. Then on the inside, you'll feel this heaviness and weight and pressure, like it's all sitting on you. It might feel hopeless for your situation, like you're trapped or you're stuck. Your energy levels begin to diminish. Then there's the fear and stress and worry, the dread of the future. Kind of like we were talking about today. I was dreading doing those deadlifts today. I was dreading lifting those weights. But when I got more present, I took my position back in the light and the grace began to flow and God began to do the work. Because when we take our position in the light, there is this rest in our soul. We tend to be more in the present moment. And when we rest, God goes to work. And now everything is free and easy and effortless. Your energy levels rise up. You got his peace and his joy and his love and his mind and his energy all begin to flow through you. Now all of a sudden you got hope in any and every situation. He just begins to effortlessly set you free out of bad habits, bad patterns, tough situations, whatever it may be. And if all that weren't enough, he gives us this amazing gift of grace. If we ever get off track, it just takes a moment to turn it right back around. One of our biggest challenges is sustaining our positioning and our focus throughout the day, because life throws things at us to try to divert our attention, our focus, to knock us out of position. If that ever happens, learning to recognize it quickly, this is a skill set that we develop, of recognizing it quickly and getting back into position. How do you do it? You humble yourself. Father, forgive me. For whatever it was, you receive that forgiveness from him. You forgive yourself in the middle. You walk in forgiveness with other people. If you need to humble yourself and say you're sorry and get a relationship right, you take those steps. And then you start praising and thanking God for his grace and his goodness, for his love, that he's more than enough. And you'll feel that shift on the inside. The weight will lift off you in the inside. Your energy levels will rise up. You'll feel that faith and that peace and that joy just begin to flow on the inside of you. all of a sudden. Then we're going to stay tuned in today. Every day, God's trying to lead us and train us and guide us. We're going to stay tuned in today. My favorite way to do this is with a journal. I like to journal before bed. I like to start with gratitude and praise to get my positioning. Then I like to magnify. What went well today? What were my wins? What are the ways I saw God showing up today? And the more you magnify them, the more of them you're going to see. Then I like to ask this question. God, what were you trying to show me today? And you get still and you listen for a few minutes. And whatever comes into our mind, we just begin to write it down. Begin to record our journey with God. Then we're going to stay tuned in as we go throughout the day, connected to Him. You ever feel like you're losing that connection? You're not staying tuned in very well? Just slow down. Just takes a minute or two. It doesn't take long. Slow down, regain that connection, plug back into Him, power up in Him. You ever unsure on something? Ask Him. And then wait until you know. When you're unsure, wait, because sometimes we get out ahead of God, doing things that we don't know to do. And if you'll wait, He'll show you every single time. And then we're going to, last thing I like to do is to plan out the upcoming day with God. I like to do this before bed in my journal. God, what's on your plan for the next day? Then I'll begin to list out, what do I know to do? What do I know needs to get done over the next day? Anything in my conscience? Anything I've been procrastinating on? Anything I have a leading or excitement to do? You just begin to make out your list. Then you wake up like a kid on Christmas morning, first thing, right away in the morning. Let's get our positioning. Get positioning, get connected to God. Start magnifying Him with gratitude and praise. Get your positioning right away, and then let's walk out that plan with a willing heart, with a good attitude, with full confidence in God. He's going to be right there with us, helping us to execute those things that we know to do today in partnership with Him. And as we do this, it does something like magnetize us. You get that grace flowing through you. His grace beautifies. He's the source of beauty. And beauty is attractive and magnetic and begins to pull more and more of everything God has for you into your life. So one rep at a time, one rep at a time. When you're feeling that sense of overwhelm, you're feeling the dread of the future. Those are the symptoms of darkness, trying to knock you out of position, trying to get you to magnify the wrong things. How can you break things down? Get more present. What's the one thing you can do right now? Just do that one thing and do it beautifully connected with God. Do it beautifully connected with Him. So we're going to take communion over this today. God, we're just so thankful for you, for Jesus, for His sacrifice and all that you've done for us. And I know you've taught me that your grace flows in the present moment. We're asking for your help to be more present in everything that we do, to slow down a little bit, to connect with you, to get more present, to take things one thing at a time, to do the one thing we are doing. Think about Martha, Mary and Martha. I'm thinking about this. Martha's doing many things. Jesus says, you're worried about many things. She's got all these things she's trying to do. And all those things, that overwhelm, caused her to snap at her sister. Let's do the one thing. Whatever we're doing, let's do that one thing well, and let's do it connected to God. That's the key. Then when you finish that thing, go to the next thing. One thing at a time, do it beautifully. Father, we're asking for your help with this today. To help us get this right, to help us do this the way that you designed it to function, because that grace just flows so much more. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. He said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. He said, take it. Receive it. He's given us this help today. He makes us righteous and holy and perfect in God's sight through his one sacrifice. The cup of God's wrath was poured onto the body of Jesus so that we could have the cup of his blessing. So Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." That forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light, makes this all possible. And I believe as you experience this, you break things down, you do it one rep at a time, one thing at a time, you're going to experience that grace flow so much more. And what's going to happen is going to help you to know him better, to know God's heart and his love and his grace that much more. And that's what it's all about. So, Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right, so now it's about walking it out today. Let's implement this today. When you do your workout today, implement this one rep at a time, one beautiful rep at a time. Focus on the one rep you're doing, not the 10 you need to do, but the one you're doing right now. When you're executing your plan for the day, focus on that one thing you're doing, not the 10 things you need to do today, the one thing you're doing right now. Get connected with God in that one thing. I think it's going to be a truly life-changing thing. We learn how to do this. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.